restless shadow shook itself free, and just like that, it moved freely into the world. No longer tethered to the dreamer asleep in her bed, the figure of dust and silver moonlight gazed at its own transparent hands and limbs in a delightful rush of bewilderment. Within this dawning awareness, it wondered what to do next. On paper-thin legs, the shadow glided silently across the darkened room. For a fleeting moment, it caught its own opaque, featureless reflection in a mirror mounted to the bedroom wall. A consciousness swimming in dust motes, it was puzzled, looking into the roughly body-length piece of silver-backed glass. The shadow waited for a sign, perhaps some secret instructions to be shared by its double standing stationary in the mirror. The shadow stepped closer, and its double echoed its actions. Curious and eager to know more, it reached out with a dark hand and touched the smooth surface of the mirror. Translucent fingertips touched, yet there was no feeling, no temperature, neither cold or hot to the touch, no true contact. The clear, smoked hand pressed harder. Elsewhere in the room, the dreamer's prone and still form stirred beneath warm blankets. The shadow turned and looked in the direction of the tangle of the sleeping woman's head, limbs, and torso, swaddled in bedsheets in the dark room. The shadow's gaze returned to the mirror and the silent, omnipresent double. The hand resting on the glass surface was not unlike an ice sculpture filled with black smoke, a whirlwind of dust particles held together in a vague and nondescript human shape. With its palm pressed against the glass, the shadow pushed its right hand further, passing through the mirror, then the unseen wall behind it. The action left the smoke-light wraith even more puzzled. Everything was new and curious to this shape. It had no face or ears or eyes, yet it could see and hear nonetheless. Gradually, the rest of its malleable form moved into and through the mirror. It broke through the barrier into the open-aired and liberating darkness beyond the dreamer's quiet room. The current of a nighttime breeze coursed through the shadow as it landed feet first in an empty plaza with its deserted sidewalks and wide open streets. The illusion of solitude faded quickly. The shadow was not unique. Here, beneath the bright, luminous full moon, other shadows wandered freely, with a growing mixture of wonderment, awe, and mild confusion. The shadow looked up at the full orb beaming from above. Like its mirror-bound double, the moon gave no instructions or promise of common purpose. It simply existed. The bright satellite held watch blindly against the fading light of long-dead stars whose fires had gone out millennia ago. The shadow flexed its smoked glass limbs. It took a step, then another, testing the strength of its legs in the strange, perplexing world of newfound freedom. Far from alone, the shape found itself in the company of other walking shadows, moving freely in the half-light of the moon. From above, the lunar overseer neither applauded or condemned the figures of dust bathed in its silvery illumination. None of these newly liberated shadows spoke or interacted with one another. Nor did they mimic the way their abandoned dreamers could touch and feel, speak and hear. Their footfalls made no sounds. Translucent bodies of swirling and cascading dust briefly passed through each other in the shared nightfall. Amidst the parade of moonlit walking shapes of dust, the shadow marveled at the cityscape's derelict surroundings. There was no movement from these relics of the waking world, now banished with the absent sun. It studied the timeless structures lining the nighttime metropolis, stretching to the vanishing point. The shadow pushed deeper into the city's hibernating heart. Here, in the open plaza of migrating shadows, time without clocks had no meaning or purpose. For now, the shadow was free amongst its brethren of charcoal-gray interlopers of a nameless tribe. The figure of swirling dust pressed on. Within this brick and glass labyrinth, one building led to another, and yet another structure inside the urban sprawl. The shadow moved deeper, penetrating the belly of the city's maze. From every corner, it could hear the countless sighs and murmurs of the nocturnal city's dreamers, cocooned and lost in the rapture of private dreams and secluded nightmares preoccupying their minds. The shadow found itself in an open clearing, an amphitheater with an ancient proscenium arch that sat beneath the dome of the night sky, slowly brightening with the promise of dawn. Daybreak approached, and the siren song of sleeping minds faded. Daylight cut a red scar across the horizon. The shadow stood and watched the crimson wound widen and bleed with morning light, spilling across the cityscape. As the light crept forward, the shadow backed away. Likewise, other shadows retreated. The dawn brought an abrupt end to their nighttime wanderlust. Light pushed the charcoal-gray figures back, shadows retracing their steps back to their points of origins. One by one, they crossed the brightening thresholds to reunite with the dreamers scattered throughout the sleeping city on the cusp of awakening. The shadow floated back to its dreamer's solitary room. The translucent figure of smoke and dust moved towards the sleeping shape wrapped in blankets. The woman on the bed stirred in silence. The shadow stood nearby, watching the dreamer breathing as the first traces of dawn crept and touched the window. Daylight spilled across the floors and touched walls and inched across the mattress. The shadow moved away from the growing wave of ascendant light. An alarm clock on the nightstand went off. With half-closed eyes, the woman reached for the clock, knocking it off the table. She blinked at the shadow, reaching down and picking up the clock and silencing the alarm. The figure was gone. She could have sworn that she saw a shape fading in the morning light, brightening the space. Towering over the dreamer, the figure could have been herself, but she knew it was impossible. Now, fully awake, the woman tossed aside her bed sheets and rose to greet the new day. She climbed out of bed and walked to the bathroom. Brushing her teeth, the woman made a mental list of the busy day ahead of her. Perhaps she would venture out today, safely concealed behind a disposable mask. The woman showered and picked out an outfit for the day. She threw open the bedroom window. Once again, tethered to her every action, The shadow glided in lockstep to her movements as she moved through her apartment. This early morning ritual was as it should be. The shadow's thoughts withdrew and dimmed as it mirrored its flesh and blood twin in the waking world. Together, the woman and her silent shadow leaned out the open window. They were greeted by the bombardment of sounds. Car horns and traffic could be heard from the distance. Doors opened and closed, and the random shout of pedestrians joined the medley of early morning, a symphony of the city rising from its slumber. The young woman gazed down from her balcony. She watched a handful of men and women walking below, passersby crossing in front of her apartment. They wore masks and moved in an odd dance of avoiding one another. They were careful to maintain 6 feet of separation in their individual pilgrimages to points unknown. Simultaneously, together and alone, the woman and her shadow shared a passing feeling of being curiously lost and found, awake and fully present in that moment. They belonged to each other, and it was good to be alive.